use my laptop here yet. And I was like, I have to get the Wi-Fi password. It's good. Fine.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. They're threatened by what makes us unique.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. Now is the time for action.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. We're too busy fighting each other.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered.
Welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome to the greatest show on earth. I mean, like, the greatest show in the universe, in the galaxy, which yesterday we learned the universe is bigger than the galaxy. So what the fuck ever. Today is going to be fun. I'm Ashley Sanders, of course. This is Who's This? Hosted by Ashley Sanders. And today we have a good friend of mine. So this one should be very fun. I imagine a lot of laughs and a lot of awkward silence is happening because she's really, really, really short when it comes to talking. So hopefully we can get some full sentences from her. I talk to this girl probably every day. And I've known her for about, I don't know, what would you say, like a year?
Yeah.
I don't know. Time moves, time moves differently on the internet. So what feels like 1,000 years is actually like 2 days. But this is a good friend of mine. She is an SEO genius. She is getting ready to abandon all of her friends and family and move to Thailand because she wants to be what is called a digital nomad. So hopefully she gives us some insight into that. Also, she's a part of the degenerate squad that I call the break room. So today's going to be a little explicit, maybe. Everybody, welcome Jessica Foster.
Yay! Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Just living that degenerate life, you know, out of my backpack.
That's homeless. That's not degenerate.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been telling people they're homeless. They're like, you're not homeless. You're like temporarily displaced.
Yeah.
Like, I feel sort of unloved, but no, I'm just kidding. Like, my old roommate is letting me stay here at her house. But it is like kind of a glimpse into what it's going to be like to live out of a backpack for the foreseeable future.
Interesting. I can't see you living out of a backpack. I feel like you have a lot of stuff.
See, that's what like people think about me, but I actually don't have that much. I ended up putting all my stuff into this like 5x5 storage unit, but I didn't even fill the whole thing up. So I downsized a lot. Like, funny story. So I was trying to like get all my shit to storage in my mom's like little Saab convertible, and like two of the boxes busted open in the middle of the street. Like, there's shit everywhere, and I was just like, fuck this, and I threw everything in a dumpster, and I was like, that's it. Like, I'm downsizing. I'm gonna become a minimalist.
Done.
And so
I'm done. Yeah. You should just left it there for like homeless people to pick up.
I was like almost was about to ugly cry. Like, I could picture myself in my head ugly crying in the street, and I was like, this is not a good look for you. We're not gonna do this.
Just like a meltdown in the middle of the highway. Like,
it was a hard day. On top of that, Seattle has been dealing with like all the smoke coming down from the Canada forest fires. So I was wearing a face mask. So I have like this face mask on, and I'm holding this box, like holding this big box, and all the stuff is on the ground. And I'm just like, and I was just like, okay, you know what? There's a reason why we're getting rid of all this stuff. Like, you don't need it.
Right. So you're going to be living out of, how long are you going to Thailand?
That's the question.
Ooh.
I don't know. Everyone's like, where are you going? And I was like, Thailand. But they're like, where in Thailand? I'm like, I don't know.
Do you have a place to stay? Like, are you just going to hope?
Well, the thing is I'm like, I like to plan. I'm like such a planner. I want to have everything figured out. And for this one thing, I just don't want everything to be figured out for me. It's kind of sink or swim. Like, I just show up there. I got a place to stay.
Okay, so you do have a place to stay.
Well, for like 2 days, I got a hostel.
Like, so you're just, all right. So I get the whole concept of planning because I am a meticulous planner too. But like, I would definitely plan on where I'm going to live.
Actually like not that hard. And part of it was like, I wanted to avoid a scam. Like, I didn't want to book a place for a long period of time online without seeing it first. So that's part of it. I'd been to Thailand for a month before and did the similar thing. Like I had 2 days booked at a hostel and then just went from there. And it's actually really freeing to not have all these restrictions and stuff. Cause I would get to a place that I had sort of planned on going. And then I was like, I don't like this so much and move on to the next place. So yeah, I just like the idea of having like that freedom. Cause I don't want to like get settled somewhere that I don't actually like.
Oh, that's a conundrum. That's a lot when you buy houses. You move into a house and then you're like, I fucking hate this place. So you're moving to Thailand for an unknown amount of time, which is, I think, mildly admirable, also mildly kind of dumb. Because I am a homebody, so I'm not. I can't.
Yeah, I'm not.
Clearly,
you're like not a normal Sagittarius. I'm like Sagittarius to a T.
Well, kind of. Because Sagittarius are wanderers. Oh yeah, yeah. Preface this. Me and Jessica are like pretty much the same age and pretty much born the same day. So that's it. We're both vain creatures who truly enjoy talking about ourselves, and so this should be fun.
This should be fun. Yeah, I talk about myself a lot.
All the time. Actually, that's all we talk about is her. Mm-hmm. And then my 3 days of sadness, we will talk about that, and then we'll switch it right back to Jessica.
All right. Anyway.
I'm just kidding. She's a great friend. Make sure you hit her up on Facebook. She really gives a shit about your feelings.
I do.
Do you?
But you have to give a shit about my feelings.
No, too. She has too many. Don't do that. No, but seriously, so moving to Thailand, and Sagittarius, for the work, they're wanderers, they're explorers, they're adventurers. They're just not, some of us are just more like, we'll adventure and then come back home for, you know, like I'll go out for a week and then come back home, or I'll go to a bar and see where I end up the next day. it's like an adventure.
That.
You're just
I was definitely like that when I would go out at night too. I'd be like, okay, I want to just walk around.
Oh yeah.
Like not necessarily until the next morning, but I never liked the feeling of like staying in one place. And even growing up, my family moved us around a lot. I've lived in like 13 different houses.
Right, me too.
Sort of like variety.
So that makes sense why you have no stability when it comes to housing, because you moved around all the time.
Yeah. I mean, right? It makes sense. But this time it's like my choice.
Oh, you're telling your parents, fuck you, mom. I don't want to move to this house. I don't want to go to that middle school, which I think if you moved around a lot, you did that. Like you secretly hated your parents because you're like, can I just make some goddamn friends? But when you moved, did you switch schools and shit?
Yep.
Yeah, me too. It was rough. It was
annoying.
It is, because everybody has friends they've known since, like, 5 years old, and you have to infiltrate this group, and you have, like, a year to do it.
You're like, okay! I moved to a new high school, and it was, like, coming up on senior year, and I finally felt like I had, like, new friends and stuff, and we're, like, going to prom and everything, but, like, they're all sentimental because they've known people since kindergarten. I'm like, I'm just here.
Don't mind me. I've been here since September.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. Yeah. I don't know. And, like, coincidentally, most of those friends I'm not really close to anymore. My, like, best friend from fifth grade, we're still friends. But, like, most of the people in between there was, like, oh, they were my best friend for a while, and we don't really, like, talk anymore.
Right. You spend, like, and I have the same thing. Like, you spend a really intense period of time with them, and you have really intense memories, but you probably will never talk to those motherfuckers again. But you know so much about them, you're like, I know all your dirty little secrets. And you know none
never
of mine.
Trust me.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, dude, that's totally true. I didn't know you moved around a lot. I never really asked. But now
it feels interesting to make friends like in the online space then, because it's like these are people I never actually met in person, but I feel so close to them so quickly.
That's because we talk
all the time. Certain people come in mind. Anyway, it's just weird. Like, why are you laughing?
I had to spit. I spit taped. It was amazing. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I don't do that often. Yes, we spend a lot of time together, though, but not, like, hours. It's, like, moments at a time.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole day. I would say most of us talk all day long. We're in constant conversation. And so, yeah, it, like I said, online time is different. 1,000, like 3 days is like 1,000 years. You can get to know everything about somebody. Making friends on the online space is something I wouldn't recommend if you are crazy. And that's me speaking from experience, because I'm crazy. And so, like, also, I wouldn't recommend it if you like to, like, hang out with people. If you don't people,
I'm like very judging sort of like in the healthy sort of way. I think like it takes a lot for me to let people get really close, and like people for the longest time they'd be like, oh, you have that like RBF resting bitch face. So I'd be like judging people until I decide if they're like for real or not, because I don't like the fakeness. And so I've gotten better at just like being happy with a smaller group of friends. So they feel as like really authentic. Like I had my going away party and all the people that were there were like my closest friends. They were all happy for me, like 100% supportive. And I'm like, I'm cool with this. There's no one being like a grump in the corner or like causing drama with anybody.
No one trying to throw salt in your game either. So that's good. Like, you know, there's people who, I don't know if you've had friends like this, but I've had friends like this. I'll say, hey, I'm doing this. And I'm like, why would you do that? Why would you be this person? And I'm like, can you, like.
Those people are not my friends anymore.
No, mine either.
As of a couple months ago, you know, like it was sort of a recent process to like go through all of that. And Seattle's like, Seattle's weird. It has this thing like the Seattle freeze. So it's hard to get to know people. Regardless, like they keep you sort of at arm's distance, and it's very much about like appearances and like what kind of job you have. And so if you're like, I'm an entrepreneur, people are like, that's cute.
Unemployed. That's what it means here.
Yeah, it's probably like a thing almost everywhere.
Yeah, I imagine, because I think it's so hard for people to imagine doing your own thing and like being able to charge for it versus like getting a job. Which, by the way, it's so much easier to just charge people money for something you know how to do and they don't versus getting a job. I find it's easier to land a client than it is to land a job.
Yep. I was looking for jobs for, like, several months after college, and I did give myself a little bit of a break. Like, I was working as a server because I wanted something that was, like, not super mentally, like, stimulating.
Say something to offend all my server audience right now, please.
Say something to offend them?
Because that's what you're doing.
No. Yeah, it's like mindless work.
Remind them that you're all drones and slaves.
No, it was like a decent job for like what it was, because it gave me like some cushion before I went and found like the job, which I thought was the job. But it took me so many months of interviewing and stuff like that and feeling like, and once I got it, I'm like, I really enjoyed the work, but I didn't like the environment pretty much at all. Like the act of like getting up at 6:30, getting on the bus and city, going downtown, wearing like an outfit I didn't really want to wear, and like working for clients that I didn't really have like a passion about. So
and
people like to talk about stability. Like they're like, oh, being an entrepreneur is like risky. Like what if? Like what actually ended up happening to me? I can't hear you.
You have tape in your hand. It throws like, what's going on? Yeah.
Anyway, so I was working at this place doing SEO, and I learned a lot. Like it was very immersive, hands-on, like really threw me in. They basically like initiated me in order for me to get my like first desk, my like first monitor and stuff. And I learned like so much so quickly. And then I was coming up on like what would have been like a promotional period. Right. And I went in, maybe you'll see where this is going, but I went in and I was like working on a Friday and they're like, we need to talk to you. And I was like, hey, what? Like totally blindsided. And they're like, you're fired. And I was like, why? And they're like, no, I was like so taken aback because I had just had like a check-in with like my manager and I was like, hey, am I on track for this? Because I'm like expecting like a promotion kind of soon. And he's like, oh yeah, you're good. And then I asked them why and they're like, well, we can't really like say. And I was like, what does that mean? And apparently in Washington, they don't have to give you a reason.
Yeah, they're fired.
I didn't know that. So I was like, why are you being so weird about it? I didn't say that. I was like very respectful and I was like, okay, let me go get my things. And like
You were already fired. Why not just be like, I got a fucking question? Like, you were already fired.
I don't know. I just, like, I was so in shock because I didn't see it at all. And I think, like, in the back of my mind, I didn't really want to stay at that job. So it was, like, that push to finally get me, like, out of there. Because I had it in my mind. I'm like, I'm going to be here for, like, 3 years and then, like, start my own business and stuff.
Oh, yeah, and, plan.
Yeah, I had, like, a plan. And coincidentally, this was right around the time that I signed a lease on my, like, own apartment, like, with a roommate, but, like, it was, like, mine, finally. And my ex and I of 3 years broke up. So I was like, cool, like, just thrown into this, like, not ready at all, sink or swim. But it ended up being, like, a really good thing because that's kind of, like, what needs to happen to push me to do things.
Like, right.
To, like, happen, I need to sort of fall on my ass and be like, okay, like, all these excuses you were making as to why, like, you couldn't do all these things, like, they're not excuses anymore. You don't have a boyfriend holding you back and, like, an apartment to, like, keep you here necessarily. Like, you have your own space now to, like, do your business out of, an, like, your room and all of that. So it was interesting and it was really stressful, but now it's been a little over a year since that happened. And, like, I'm so much better off than I was.
Yeah, dude, look at this radical transformation. You were in a bad relationship. You were in a job you didn't know you were going to get fired from, which it happens to everyone, believe it or not. It's not just you. And also, like, you just were in a place where you didn't really know if you were going to stay there or not. And now you're going to Thailand. You're like, fuck the world. You got some pretty solid clients. Like, you've, like, really, I mean, I didn't know a year ago, Jessica, or however many years ago that was, Jessica, but I like this one better, it seems like.
Yep, for sure. I like her better, too. I think people have sort of realized that, and that's what's crazy to me, is that, like, you're living, like, someone else's version of your life. Like, you sort of end up feeling like a shell, and people can see that. They're like, you're depressed. Like, you're not happy. You're not living your best life. And I actually had two people, like, last week message me, and they're like, can we get on a call? Like, I just want to talk to you. You seem, like, so inspirational, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't feel like I have it all figured out, but I'm just doing, like, what I want to do.
If you aren't following Jessica on Facebook, she is very, very, very inspirational.
I think too much
for me. Like, it's a little too much. Sometimes it gets gross and I have to click the unfollow button.
Oh my God.
It's just, it's too much inspiration.
But I'm just a little, like, cheesy by nature, so it's not really me trying to ham it up. It's just how I talk about things.
Yeah, I feel, like, that. But also, don't be afraid to work a dick joke in there every now and then.
I'm working on it. I just told Tori today that I finally got to the point that I can use, like, the full swear word instead of putting the, like, the asterisk in there, so.
Woo! Things are going pretty well.
I can say shit now, and it's it's amazing.
You're one of those people, though. You're one of those people, I will say, has had a radical transformation in their personality on Facebook as far as having fun. And while I'm not going to take all the credit for it, I would like to take some. Because,
well, it was really a hard transition coming from, like, an agency where everything's about being professional, like, putting on your best face, cool, like, talking to people like this, and I'm so happy to help you. Like, that's not really how I am. I just want to be myself, and I want to attract clients that, like, get that and are fine following me on Instagram and seeing, like, my real posts and not feeling uncomfortable, you know?
I thought you were going to say your boobs for some reason.
No.
Because, like, I was like, nope. I mean, it would be, but that's not, like, a bad example. So, like, if you're one of those people, there are plenty of girls on Instagram who really, really enjoy their own bodies. And they're not even, like, quote unquote Instagram models. They're just sluts. And so, like, it's true. Like, this isn't, am I making this up?
I don't know.
No, I'm not. I'm not, because
I wouldn't use that word for it, but
you wouldn't, but I will. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so it's like you want clients who are going to be able to understand that you are a, you know, like that person wants to do this on their Instagram, and it has no bearing on whether you work with them or not, because you can still get your work done. So I think you're in the right direction here. You're going to Thailand. You're saying shit.
Yeah, I'm working toward it. It's been a process. That's such a cliche thing to say. But, like, really, I want Like, I had some issues lately when I was talking to clients. They're like, are you sure you can work remotely? Are you sure you can do this? Like, why are you doing this? And I'm like, maybe these are just not the kind of people I want to work with, you know? So.
Right, dude. Like, if they are, I don't deal with clients who constantly question me, because it's like, do you want my shit done or not? And the more time you talk to me, the less time I'm spending on your shit. And also, I don't really want to talk to you because we already paid, and you're already paid up, and my job is to do your content, and that's it. Don't fucking call me anymore. That's just me. I'm not.
That is just you.
Yeah, that's not just.
I have like different degrees of that, you know. I'm not like the full Ashley.
No. Never go full Ashley.
Never go full Ashley.
No, but I think you kind of hit the nail on the head, like I said, that you've thrown it. So then let's switch into the actual SEO game and, like, how you got started. Like, what took you from little shitty diaper Jessica to Thailand moving SEO working Jessica? How did you get there?
Well, I feel like my whole life has sort of set me up to be a writer, and I was just fighting against it for so long. I know, cheesy. Fighting against it for so long. And I was writing all through college. I studied psychology, and I really had, like, you know, like deep feelings for being around people and helping them, but I just couldn't figure that out. Like, I ended up hating like the field of psychology for all the science and like theory and stuff behind it. I'm like, I don't want to like narrow one person down to like a diagnosis. And so I, like, right as I was graduating, I was like, fuck, I don't want to be a psychologist. I don't want to be a social worker. Like, what do I want to do? And I just knew that I wanted to travel. And so I already had this, like, sort of dinky travel blog, and I was writing on there, and I was learning SEO on my own. And it all just sort of, like, came together that way. I was like, okay, is there a way for me to make a job out of writing and SEO and traveling and website management? And so I taught myself everything that I possibly could about SEO and running a website. And then I was like, this is not enough. So do I go back to school or do I get a job? And so ultimately I decided to get a job. So I was applying for as many like marketing and SEO jobs as I possibly could. And it took me like 3 months, but then I got it. And so
that's
SEO game.
That's awesome. Sorry, I was taking a picture, because that's what I do. I do that all the time. No, but I was listening, and so you went from writing and denying your writing ability, which I think a lot of creative people do, is because they tell you, like, basically, I mean, I don't know about your parents. When I was growing up, like, I wanted to be some sort of writer or something creative, and my parents were like, there is no fucking money in creativity, just so you know, like, yeah. You broke your whole life. You need to go to law school. You need to be a lawyer. And I was like, okay, I don't want to do that at all. And my mom's like, no, but you'd make a really good lawyer. And I was like, I could probably make a really good plumber, but you don't see me signing up for vocational school, you know? Yeah. So it's hard. It's hard when you take that leap of faith as an artist. And I never really look at you as an artist. I look at you as like a SEO person. But yeah, I guess you kind of are. Like an artist person, creativity.
Oh. Well, yeah, there's a lot to that, because as I was learning more about SEO, I realized like the component of it that I liked was the content side of things. And so that's why I shifted from offering like more holistic SEO services to focusing primarily on content. And so now I call myself an SEO copywriter. So the majority of my clients are SEO agencies and digital marketing agencies that like see the value in SEO content. And I know how to write for them and their clients. So that's sort of where I found my niche there. Like, they were looking for good writers, but they didn't understand SEO, and I did. So I was like, hi.
I'm smarter than you.
No, it's sort of where I ended up, and I don't know if it's where I'm going to stay, but it's been interesting and lucrative, and it's had allowed me to move to Thailand, which is what I've wanted to do. So it, like, honestly, if I quit it right now, I could coast along for quite a while just traveling.
Dude, you stacked up, dog.
Stacked up. No, I don't want to like put all of that out there, but I do love what I do, and I want to keep doing it, but I haven't worked out all the kinks yet.
So what else would you like if you weren't doing this? And don't give me that gay ass, I can't imagine doing anything else. Like, what else could you see yourself doing? Like, could you be like a musician? Could you be like a fucking rapster? Could you? I don't think rapster is the word.
Yeah, I could be a rapster.
Could you be like a cook, like a chef, like what?
Like, even when I was back in school studying psychology, my whole little thing was like, if I could volunteer for a living, I would do that.
It's not a job.
I know, it's not a job. Just like they say, writing's not a job. But like,
but volunteering really isn't, like, you don't get paid.
I met someone who does that. So she does marketing for nonprofits, and that's how she makes her money. And I started, I was doing that for a, it's called Phone Credit for Refugees. So it's like it's based out of Facebook, but they started a website and I was helping them with their marketing. And I don't know. Like, I love doing that, but it's true. There's not a lot of money there.
Yeah. There's not a lot of money.
But there is some money there. So I don't know if there's some way to like work that out. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
I just don't have this, like, these big visions of making like a ton of money. And I know plenty of people who work at nonprofits or have their own that they're like, they're getting by and they're happy.
Oh, no.
And they're not like millionaires.
No, there's not much money in owning a nonprofit, but there's rewards that are greater than money, so they say. And I have yet to find one because as much as I love the look of a child's face when I give them a box of food, have you ever eaten a $40 steak? Way more rewarded. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, too vegan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're vegan. Let's talk about that. Have you always been vegan?
No.
Okay.
I started being vegan like maybe a year ago.
How's that going?
Starting my new self. It's not going great. So I was like, so when I left the marketing agency.
Not going great.
No, when I left the marketing agency, I took on this nannying job so I would actually have some money coming in and not dying because I just signed the lease on like $1,000 a month apartment, like without everything else. So it was expensive. And I don't know where I'm going with this.
Something about how veganism isn't really going great.
Okay, no, this is when I started. Yeah, so I started eating vegan, but I took on this nannying job and the family was like paleo. So I was cooking a lot of meat for them and vegetables, and that's what they had in the house. So I was like very tempted to start eating meat. So I was like eating a little bit here and there and I wasn't feeling really great. And so now I'm like going back the other direction, like back to veganism. But it was like, you know, having been a carnivore, it can be tempting.
You'd be an omnivore, not a carnivore.
I was a carnivore.
All right? It was completely carnivorous, like raw chickens and ducks and like cows and birds and dogs and cats and ferrets.
I think the difference is that I did it primarily for dietary reasons. And so like the appeal of like do it for the animals, like although noble, is not what really won me over. With that, like I like animals and everything, but I'm paying a lot of attention to my health and like how things affect me and stuff. Like if you're gonna do vegan, a lot of people replace their protein source with soy, and I'm like very intolerant to soy, and I had to find that out. And so I'm like, I do need sources of protein that are not gonna like wreck me.
Oh wait.
So yeah, eggs. I mean, eggs are not vegan, but like I went to the doctor and I sort of talked about all this, and it's like, I highly recommend that you put like one protein source in there if you
eggs can. Are dope. You can make eggs so many different ways. Like my favorite type of egg is a poached egg. And then you can like fry an egg. You can do so many things with eggs. And I really, can we just take a moment to appreciate the egg? There we go. Except for hard boiled, because that smells like shit and it's weird.
I actually like those.
Do you like hard boiled eggs?
Yes.
Yeah, that's because you're white. White people like that. Exactly. White people love hard boiled eggs. They like them in salads and shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, see, you're like, I'm gonna go get me a salad right now. No. They also like fruit and salad. Do you like your like apples and shit in your salad? Yeah. Yeah, like raisins.
Raspberries.
In salad?
Yeah, that's the salad I've ever had. Has like raspberries and blue cheese. Don't you hate blue cheese too?
No, I love blue cheese.
No, someone said that they hated blue cheese.
I like blue cheese and I like ranch.
I love ranch. Yeah. Ranch and raspberries.
Ranch raspberry salad. That's my shit. Nobody, nothing else. No one else ever give me anything. I like that. So do you find yourself eating meat at all?
Lately, no. It's really hard though. Like when you're hanging out with my family, it's all meat and potatoes. So I went to a barbecue and then we literally had lobster, some kind of fish, shrimp, pork chops, hamburgers, hot dogs, and a salad.
One salad, just like one.
Yeah, I was like, I guess I'm eating salad. I'm pretty sure the salad had like cheese on it. So it's really hard to like find that stuff sometimes. I'm not like so like tied up in it that if someone offers me something, like they make a meal for me, I'm not going to be like, I'm vegan and like not eat it. I don't want to be rude.
Okay. I have a shirt that says vegan that I wear to barbecues and shit and around girls who I assume are vegan so I can start a conversation.
Oh my God, you're vegan? You're like,
vegan? No, you dumb bitch. Get away from me. And I play it cool like that for the whole night.
No, I feel like people care way too much about each other's diets. Like, though, really. Like, when I was vegan, all my omnivore friends were like, oh, my God. But then my vegan friends are like, are you really vegan? I'm like, can I just, like, eat what I want?
Yeah, like, and that's, like, but that's with life, though. It's like, are you this? Are you that? Like, why can't I just do, like, what I want? If I want to eat chickpeas toasted with salt and pepper, I should be able to fucking do that. And there shouldn't be a title. If I want to jump around on the ceiling, I shouldn't be called a crackhead, you know, or an adrenaline junkie. I should just be able to fucking do it. But everything has to have a title and a label. I'm not a fan of labels. Except for Lunchables. I really like the label on Lunchables. I do like them. What else is going on in your life? Like, okay, so actually, no. Screw that question. Nobody cares. What do you do for your clients? That was the question.
That is a good question. I don't even know. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. You sign up with me.
No, most of my clients come to me for like a whole website overhaul for their content, or they do it for their own clients. So I am sort of like an outsource for SEO agencies, digital marketing agencies to be like, okay, we have all these clients. They have all this really shitty content, rewrite it, but also make it SEO friendly. So that's what I do for them. I only do web pages and blog posts. Don't really do email, like video transcripts, all the other shit. And I take on only a couple small, or not small clients, but a couple clients to keep it small. I don't really want to turn into this like content factory of sorts.
Seven-figure earner who's like super rich but has no time because all they do is fucking work.
What?
Did you not? What? It said like a whole sentence.
I missed the first part of the sentence.
Oh, that's because I was muted. I said you don't want to be one of those seven-figure earners who's working 84 hours a day and doesn't take messenger requests because they're just too fucking busy. You want to be like in the middle?
Yes, but I've been sort of navigating that with someone, Jessica. Oh,
my dog, by the way.
What?
My dog, my favorite person on the internet, dog. Hands down.
Yeah, so she's doing a lot of automation stuff for me. So I get pretty much all my clients from Facebook through like SEO groups and stuff. Yeah. And so they messaged me on Facebook Messenger and they're just like, let's talk about prices. But that was wrapping up so much of my time. So Jessica and Tori helped me set up a questionnaire on my website to qualify them.
Shout out to both of them.
Free Tori.
Free Tori, yeah, free Tori. That made it. I knew this shit was going to make it into the episode. I'm glad it did.
So they helped me make a questionnaire on my website, qualify people that way, so I'm having a lot less conversations over Messenger. And so I am sort of turning into that person, but I will still message people on Facebook and be like, hey, check out my website, fill out an application here. And I'm at this point that I actually have like a wait list.
Are you running paid traffic?
Nope.
None. You hear this, people? She's running no paid traffic. But here's the kicker. She can't say, you guys all suck dick on her personal profile. I can because I run paid traffic.
Yeah, so really, who's doing better in life? No paid traffic. I get a little through SEO, a little through email, but like mostly Facebook. And it's sort of like once you get some traction and like snowballs from there, like I don't really need any more clients right now because I'm like trying to
think. You know this episode's gonna air, dude. I would never say that. It could air in 2 fucking years.
Okay, well, what's the date today? August 20 something 2018. No, at the moment I'm just trying to like chill while I'm traveling. It's a lot to manage like multiple clients as you're traveling, so I sort of like capped it off there.
But
yeah,
you're good. Scaling up.
Ooh. I'm scaling.
Oh well, that's good. If somebody's got to scale, that's good though. No. Proud of you, kid. Much love to that, dude. That's awesome. And do you see yourself hiring anytime soon? Like, are you in that point in your business? Because there's this point disclaimer where you have to like fucking hire people. It's like
I've hired some people already.
What? Ooh, you're a real entrepreneur. You're not. What do they call them? I don't know. They've got so many words for people. You're not just a freelancer.
Jess is helping me a lot. I have some writers on my team, web developer, photographers, obviously, because I can't take my own photos.
You hire photographers?
Yeah.
I don't hire photographers. I hire writers. I'm just kidding. I do all the writing myself, guys. What do you mean? I don't outsource shit.
No, I'm pretty transparent when I say that, like, I have writers on my team, but it's, like, all of the content goes through me.
So you're the editor-in-chief, essentially.
Yeah, but I write most of the content myself.
So what's the point of having writers?
For smaller projects that I want to take on, like, it's
a little,
yeah.
All right, that makes sense. You got, like, a little
team. Clients come to me, they want an entire website overhaul, I can do that, but then they're like, hey, I want blog posts. And if their price point is like a little lower than what I would do, then I have.
Oh, so if it's not worth the time.
Oh my God, that makes me sound so pretentious.
No, it's not pretentious though. I'll tell you why it's not pretentious. Because each one of us is, and this is a big picture thing, each one of us is in a different point in our lives with our businesses. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't deal with, like, when it comes to freelancers, I hire freelancers because I don't like to deal with people. Like my friend Alex, or another one of my friends, they talk to people for me because, believe it or not, I'm not very good at that. I'm not very good at
what? No, just kidding.
I'm not very good at like being like, hey, let's work together. Sure, here's all my services. Here's what I offer. I will literally say, do you want this or not? So I hire people. So when it comes to creating like memes and stuff, yeah, I handle all those together. But if I have to write if they say I want this blog that is specific to SEO, I will absolutely be like, Jessica, help me now. Because you have to. And so it's not that it's worth your time. It's just that you have priorities that you know you can handle versus hiring somebody who's good at what they can handle.
Yeah. I try to keep things small. Like I only offer like a limited amount of services. I don't package it up or anything like that. It's very custom. But if I have a client that needs a project done that I personally don't have time to do, I want to have a solution for them so they don't go to someone else. So they can totally outsource their content to me and they don't have to worry about it.
Where do you go different from other SEO companies or places?
Where do I go different?
Like what's your difference? Like, cause everybody has a different like why people should go to you. And please do not say authenticity because that shit's done to death.
I'm authentic. I'm the best. Okay. I really tried to like get myself, and I'm still working on it, but separate myself from SEO agencies because what I really am is an SEO content writer. So that's what I focus on. I don't do all the other crap anymore. And my ICA, my like audience basically has changed too because I'm not providing SEO services to people. I'm providing content to other SEO agencies. So really like it's me standing out from other copywriters. And what makes me
stand out from other copywriters
is that I do SEO. And there's some other people that do SEO copywriting.
She does what I do, only better. So if you enjoy my content.
It's a different kind of writing. Not, it's a different kind of writing. It's a mix of like persuasive copywriting and like the technical side of SEO, but it's not like super psychological, involves like sales copy.
No, like, I do funny copy.
Like, yeah, you do funny copy. Tori does like her thing. So mine's more, what?
I'm thinking about where we hang, like the break room and shit, and like the amount of copywriters in there. And there's a fair few.
Copywriting is a really important part of marketing.
Is it? Is the writing? Is the writing a part of marketing?
Content writing, yeah. If you can't articulate your message well enough, no one's going to listen to you.
You don't say. What if you use sign language?
Okay, well, you still have to. It's a crafting of words.
Crafting of words. That's a very beautiful way to put it. Don't that might be it. The name of this episode, Crafting Words. I don't like it. I'll figure it out. But anyway, so more fun stuff about Jessica. Let's play a game. I rarely play games with my guests, but I enjoy your presence, so we're going to play this or that.
Whose line is it anyway?
Are you mocking me? No. You're mocking me.
No, I'm not.
Where's Tori? I know she's somewhere around there. tell Tori I say hi. Where is she?
In a shower.
Okay.
Tell her I don't know what she's doing. I'm not texting her right now. We do separate, you know?
You guys are like joined at the hip, though. I'll preface this with everybody in the break room has a really good friend that they're like joined at the hip with. Mine happens to be the other Jessica, who you will meet in a later episode. Hers is Tori. Jessica's is the other Jessica is basically everyone. And then
Jessica's best friends with everyone in there.
She's a friend slut. She is. She's a friend.
I want her to be my best friend, but.
Well, you need to get the fucking line because, like. Nah, bro. We eat the same thing for dinner on accident. Okay. All right. So we're going to play this or that.
Okay.
No thinking. Pay attention. Ready? Dog or cat?
Dog.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Phone call or text?
Text.
Toast or eggs?
Eggs.
That's bullshit. You're vegan.
It's bullshit. It's on the mind.
Cardio or weights?
Why do I want to say cardio? I mostly do weights. But cardio, I did cardio today and I feel good.
Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook.
Ice cream cone or snow cone?
Ice cream cone.
It's not vegan. I'm just going to put that out there.
You can get vegan ice cream.
That's not ice cream then.
Okay, you know what? Not today.
While walking, music or podcasts?
Music.
Wrong answer. Shut this whole
thing. I don't listen to podcasts. I don't.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, toss this whole episode.
Are you kidding me? I bet you'll listen to this and share it with everybody.
I will definitely share it with everyone. I don't know if I'll want to listen to my own voice.
What? I bring you on my show and you aren't even polite enough to pretend to be polite enough to listen?
I've listened to it this whole time.
You are the worst friend ever. You are just, you are moving down to the bottom of my friend.
It's mostly because my voice, I don't like listening to my voice on audio.
We have to listen to it.
I know.
You shouldn't be the only people being punished. Anyway, skirt. iPhone or Android?
Android.
There you go. Back in my good graces. Pop or indie?
Oh my god. Pop.
Like Taylor Swift pop? Like
Kesha, I hate like indie music. Hate it.
Why?
It's just like singing poetry out loud.
Do you hate poetry?
I hate poetry.
I hate feelings.
I hate people who try too hard at poetry, you know? And like, I just want to dance. I just want to have fun when I listen to music.
You hate now. Let's play the list of things, Jessica. So, list of things Jessica hates. Just rant for 2 minutes about the things you hate.
People who walk slowly in front of me, especially in a group. Fuck, this is hard. I don't know. Pretentious people. People with big egos. Douches. Like the person, not like the female hygiene product. Yeah, fake people. I'm trying to think of a food that I hate. Fish. I don't like fish.
Me either.
Sushi.
You don't like sushi?
No.
I fucking hate sushi. Thank you, God. It's nice to meet someone else who understands that sushi's fucking disgusting. Because I think I have a conspiracy about it. I think everybody's pretending.
Yeah, me too.
Like, there's no way.
I'm like, you like cold rice wrapped around fish with seaweed on it? Like, I'm not buying it.
That's bullshit. Like, you can't eat that and a taco and say, one is as good as the other.
No.
And I feel like you've said to me, I'm getting sushi before, so I feel like you're kind of lying, but...
I don't think I've... No. If I've gone to get sushi, it's because I've gone with people and sat there and watched them eat it and didn't eat
it. It's gross, and it doesn't look filling, so it looks like you have to eat a lot of sushi. Also, I don't know how to quantify it, so it's like, are you getting... If you eat more than one roll, are you eating sushis? You know, like, you can't quantify it. It's just, it's fucking stupid. I hate sushi. I fucking hate it. Uh-huh. What other food do you hate?
Other food do I hate? Why is this so hard?
I don't know. Think about things you'd never eat.
I used to be a picky eater, and now it's like, I'll try pretty much anything. Liver.
Oh, my mom loves liver, actually. My mom likes calf liver. A couple times. She loves it. She fucking loves calf liver. And beef tongue.
Yeah.
Ugh, liver's gross. It's nice to meet someone who doesn't like sushi, though. I feel like we're a very underrepresented
group.
Yeah, because I don't think a lot of people are... I think people are afraid.
Yeah.
You're fun. We're having fun. This is our fun voice.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking about things that I hate, and for some reason I'm not can't think of anything. It's probably because I'm in such a good mood. I'm like, I love everything and everyone.
Ew. You're gross. No, it's true though. People with big egos do annoy me. Pretentious people, they tickle me pink. I find we all have things we're pretentious about.
No.
Yeah, you do, dude. Everyone does. Like, I'm very pretentious when it comes to TV.
I don't like people that put on appearances, you know, to, like, get people to like them.
What do you mean, like,
And I also don't feel like deep down that they're actually an awful person. So I'm like, maybe if you were just yourself, people would like you.
Well, people see through your bullshit. You know what I mean? Like they see through. You know, like, when you meet those, like, especially in person, it's very easy. Those people who are always on, like... Yeah. Always, you know what I mean? They're like, they never have bad days, and they're like, life is amazing, and I just love living, and I wake up every day, and it smells like rainbows outside, and you're like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, I had 40 horrible things happen to me today, dude. Like,
yeah.
Maybe we're cynics.
I mean, definitely. That was my struggle with, like, Instagram, because I felt like I had to be that person in order to, like, kill on Instagram. And I'm definitely not killing it on Instagram, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to, like, post whatever I want to post and, like, see what happens.
Is life a lot more liberating these days?
Huh?
Is life a lot more liberating now? Are you happier?
Yeah, I'm definitely happier, but August has been, like, one hell of a month.
Well, you're getting your life ready to... go. So yeah, it's gonna be hell. There's not enough time in the month. It's gonna feel like that, I imagine.
I'm like tying up loose ends, saying goodbye to people.
Closure.
Closure.
That's a gross word.
I actually like texted that to someone today. I was like reaching out to get closure sort of deal. It's fun.
Why?
Because I'm trying to be intentional, and I'm not trying to, like, go to Thailand and have all this stuff in the back of my mind, like, oh, these things I should have said, these people I should have seen, like.
So did you send any FU texts? Like, I just wanted to let you know, fuck you and the horse you rode on.
And your mom. No.
Fuck you and your
mom. No, I don't really have, like, enemies that I know of.
Hold on. We have a friend. Yo!
Hello. Wait, who's in the background? Is that Amy?
That's Amy and Jessica. They just
landed. She's in Chicago, right?
Yeah. They're here interrupting our podcast recording.
Yeah. Totally rude. This is my podcast.
No, I totally had to answer you. You're supposed to look excited when you see them.
Your camera is like off the thing like that. So, hello.
They're like literally glued at the hip right now.
I know. You guys are like attached.
I'm going to take a screenshot of this. Hold on. Wait. Got it. Perfect. All right, guys. I will talk to you later. Shut up. No. You're recording. Stop talking. I'm hanging up on you. So, boom. Sorry, guys. That's what happens when you have friends. Don't worry. I'll edit this out if you want. Okay. This was fun. I'm really glad you signed up. You're a fun person. Yeah. Do you have words? You know nobody can see you, so, like, she's just nodding her head. She might be... Are you okay? Do we need to call someone?
No, I'm fine. I have another Facebook Live today to essentially talk about the same stuff that we talked about today.
Oh, I'm sorry that you booked this first.
No, it's good. I did book this first. I'm just mentally preparing myself for that, because I did want to sort of...
So what goes into that? So we have a couple minutes. What goes into that?
I want to... It's basically my way of speaking to those people that hit me out saying I'm inspirational. How do I do this? Blah, blah, blah.
Without messaging?
I don't have like an organized framework for them, like how to be happy, how to follow your dreams or anything. I can just talk about like what my experience has been and that it was freaking hard. And it's not all sunshine and rainbows all the time.
Well, I will be watching... I'll be watching that the whole time. So I'm pretty excited about that. Jessica, before we go, I have to say nice things about you because I have to do that for every guest. So I have to keep it consistent.
You have to.
I do. I have to. It's something.
Well, don't hurt yourself.
I'm going to be nice. Give me like 30 seconds to get into it, though. You are probably the only person I trust with my secrets. Because number one, even if you tell them, they're going to come back that I know that you fucking did it. And I've been waiting for a reason to punch you in the face anyway. So you are the only person I trust with my secrets. I'm pretty sure we're really good friends. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing your journey. And maybe if somehow my lawyer can swing it, I may or may not meet you in Thailand. May or may not. So that we can go on.
They'll get together there because I'm trying to convince somebody else to meet me in Thailand.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
I'm relentless.
Not over the Atlantic. Let's start with that. And then move our way that way. But yeah, seriously, it has been a pleasure knowing you. Hopefully you don't get sepsis and die. And I look forward to watching your journey. And then whenever you get married to whoever you get married to, I look forward to making a speech at your wedding, definitely. So it should be a good ride, dude, and I'm glad that you're a part of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can say nice things about me now.
Hi. I did during your roast, so.
Okay, cool. So that was just the one time. The 20-second video talking about all the dirty people that I've slept with, which, by the way, I'm not that big about.
I know.
Also not that small of one either.
You have a kind heart. You have a dirty mouth. But you have a clean soul.
Yeah, clean soul. I don't... That's a clean soul. What the fuck is a clean soul? Now, before we go, guys, of course, it is me, Ashley. And you can find me on Instagram. Who's this_network? Who's this_live? If you message Instagram, it's the best way to get in touch with anybody because I'm not going to respond to a Facebook message. You can also find us on Facebook, though, at facebook.com/who's this network. Yeah, or if you just put in the search bar who's this? network. As always, don't forget to subscribe to Google Play, subscribe to iTunes, subscribe to wherever the fuck you can find me. And it has been a fun night tonight. Next we have another super super awesome friend who is also a fellow break roomer, and her name may or may not also be Jessica, so it'll be pretty fun. I got the Jessicas back to back. Yeah. That should be intense. Cool. But until then, you guys stay classy. I will stay a little bit trashy, and together we're going to take over the world. Jessica, say bye.
Bye. You're outnumbered.